When you head west from Salt Lake City, you cross the Salt Lake Desert, and the first town you'll come to is on the state line with Nevada. That town, Wendover, is important in the story of America, and I'll take you there on this edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
On the state line of Utah and Nevada, due west of Salt Lake City, you'll find the town of Wendover.
So there was very little in Wendover before World War II. We had a population of just under 300, and they were pretty well working for the railroad.
But as Landon Wilkie shares, this area began to change greatly with global tension.
But 1939, Congress knew we were going to get involved in the war, so they started looking for land where we could do more training. They established a 2-million-acre bombing range out here through the West Desert.
And an airfield was needed for that bombing range, a project that began in 1940 and resulted in a couple of gravel runways and a few hangars. The size and scope of the place would grow dramatically, though.
But then December 7th, 1941, America pretty well gets drawn into the war. And within a few months, by March of 1942, they said, we need more heavy bombers. And we were designated as a heavy bomber training base with B-17s and B-24s.
With that designation, the base and town began to swell, comprising about 700 buildings and three paved runways by 1943, and home to 18,000 service members and another 2,000 civilian support staff.
This would not have happened had there not already been that railroad line to bring in all the supplies, so buildings came in prefabricated. You just started bolting things together. You could easily have a barracks constructed in a day. They started slapping them together so these guys had a place to live and work.
The surrounding town began to grow, and this base swelled as well. More of the story next time as we travel the countryside in Wendover, Utah. I'm Andrew McCrae.